This week, APRN and our affiliates across the state have been taking a look back at favorite and significant stories of 2011. Tonight, we start in Nome.
This is Lorelei Kinnean at KNOM Radio in Nome. And my favorite story has to be the most recent. Our community health aides were set to go on strike after not being heard by administration. They really let administration know how valuable they are. And although their actions didn't get national headlines like a fall storm or a fuel issue, what they did was pretty powerful. In Nome, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.
This is Len Anderson with KSKA Anchorage. My favorite 2011 story was the opening of Karlik Manor. Early this month, the first 20 of the city's most at-risk chronic alcoholics living on the streets checked into the former Red Roof Inn. The Karlik, remodeled and now run by RuralCap, is patterned after the Housing First model, where tenants are nudged toward lifestyle improvement as they enjoy safe housing and warm meals. Wilbur Westcoast was among the first to receive a room.
A lot of people are excited, and a lot of people that are doing paperwork to come on in.
The opening culminated over 2 years of stories, beginning when across the city over a dozen street people died from causes related to their lifestyle. Then followed months of agency, task force, safety committee, zoning commission, community council, and assembly meetings. It's a good thing when public concern about its most vulnerable population endures to produce at least a partial concrete solution. So much so that in January, I want to report on how Karlik's clients are doing. Or maybe just visit. I'm Len Anderson.